Real, NBC News Radio national correspondent. We now know this morning Tom Brady will be watching. He would have been watching the big game coming up anyway, with in terms of the big game, the Chiefs and the Eagles. But we now know Tom Brady is out. He's done. But he might be looking at what to enjoy during the game, and a lot of people do, and we know that. And the cost of some of these items, it's fun to talk about as we look ahead a few weeks. Aaron Real, take it away.
Good morning, Jack. I know what I'm going to start off by asking you. What's your go-to food item for Super Bowl Sunday? What do you like to eat the most?
You know, I'm not this is going to sound weird. I'm not one of these big, like, football game app people. I tend to get into the game, and I might have a cold beverage. It's more than the food. But typically, the people around me, and I love to cook, but I'm guessing chicken wings, nachos, but maybe some fancy stuff. I don't know. I'm really just focused on the game more than the all the food stuff.
Well, Jack, I have a bummer to report to you, because one of the things that is most expensive this year is beer. It's actually up 11% compared to last year. And if you just sit with your beer, watch the game, you are the expensive customer this year.
But you know what, Aaron? It's a lot more affordable from the grocery store at home than it is at the big game or any games this year. You know, usually like a Bud Light or something at the game is what, $14-$15 per can. So I can get 12 of those for that. But anyway, food is where are we at on the food prices?
Yes. So food, there are some winners here. Avocado, the MVP of guacamole, yeah. Those are down 20% in terms of cost. So they had a really strong crop this year. I feel like less than a year ago, I was just reporting that there weren't any avocados and they were going for the price of gold. And now you can get them whenever you want, which is great because avocado and guacamole is delicious. Chicken wings, they are down to $2.65 per pound. That's down from $3.38 last year, the same week of the Super Bowl. Hamburgers, they're still slightly elevated from last year, but they've fallen below their peak in July. And if you're going to put bacon on top of those, that is also less. And sirloin steak has dropped almost $1 per pound. So that is pretty exciting stuff. And the reason for this, Jack, is that labor. We've seen that there's better availability of the labor force. And while it's not necessarily cheaper, the staffing in factories is better. And that really creates less of a pinch throughout. Also, prices are easing thanks to all of the improvements in the supply chain. They still have a ways to go, but it's better than last year.
Good stuff, Aaron. Well, I appreciate it. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you. Have a good day.